keep listening. Like, I fear that that's just common sense because, you know, you're listening to the best college radio station in the tri-state area, perhaps in the world. You're listening to WMUC-FM College Park. And you're about to listen to Spidey Bills, A Hero's Lament from A Very Spidey Christmas by Chris Pine. Enjoy, listeners. And I'll talk to you when we get back.
Oh, spotty bells, swinging through midtown. Oh, what fun to sling a web and take the bad guys down. Spotty bells, quipping all the time. Oh, what fun to swing around New York while fighting crime. Whipping through the streets of New York every night. Wrapping bad guys up in my web so tight. Crawling up the walls, making villains fight. What fun to make the holidays free from crime tonight. Oh, spider bells, goblin spells, vulture laid an egg. Spider buggy blew a tire and venom got away. Hey, spotty bells, swinging all the way. Oh, what fun it is to fight the bad guys every night. Swinging through the streets on a web of spider silk. Kicking all the butts of villains and their ilk. Bombs from goblins fling, fling, pumpkins blooming bright, bright. How hard it is to consistently bring peace to New York all night. Oh, spidey bells might be swell to do more than fight crime. I got a lot of qualities that don't get much at time. I can sing, I can dance, I tell jokes, I act. I can be a big deal for Asian, call me back. Why did I agree to do this stupid song? I have a degree in chemical engineering. I thought it would be fun to show this side of me, but now I fear it lacks artistic integrity. Oh, spidey bells, is this who I've become? Selling out my good name for an impulse buy album. Oh, spidey bells, I'm filled with deep regret. I'm canceling this song's release before the press. Get. Oh, spotty bells, swinging through midtown. Oh, what fun to sling a web and take the bad guys down.
And with that, that ends our hour of Valen Vibes. Stick around, dear listeners, because I'm still going to be here in the booth with the one and only tape dispenser. But yeah, that actually, I think this is my last show of the semester. Probably should have publicized that a little bit more. I will still be here next Thursday, but honestly, I don't think I'm going to do my show. But yeah, thank you. You're also not going to be here, loser.
Womp womp, last show of the semester. You got more. You got more.
Anyway, but yeah, if you've enjoyed anything you've heard this semester or just in general, DM me on Instagram at valenvibes.wmuc, which is, of course, what you're listening to. But also, while you're there, check out WMUC Radio. It's a really good time. Yeah, keep listening to college radio. It's really cool. Even in our winter, we have winter DJs, and they're lovely. But I will turn the mic and the headphones over to the one and only tape dispenser. But don't go anywhere, listeners, because you're about to hear hour two of the Valen Vibes Crash Landing Power Hour. Woo!
More like the hour and 4 minutes you stole from me. Wow.
That you offered. It was a Christmas present.
I offered. That was on me. It's a joke. Haha. We're all chilling here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're tuned in to the cooler of the two hosts. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Wow. I'm messing. I'm messing. Wow. You're tuned in to probably the stupider of the two hosts, if I'm being honest. no, I'm kidding. Actually, I studied for... I had an exam last week, which apparently was not even supposed to be held in the second to last week before finals, but... I passed! Woo! C's get degrees, and I might be.
Miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle. It is.
Actually, it's a holly jolly non-denominational.
Sorry, yeah, it's a holly jolly non-denominational
holiday. Good golly holiday miracle.
Yeah, miracle. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, old school professor who writes out all the grades on the board, just like writes the numbers and then the average. I thought I was in the 60s range. I got an 83.
Woo!
I'm pumped. And I hope you are too. Because the holidays are coming up. I have one final on Monday. And by that point, everything is done for me. I get to sleep for the first time in weeks. It's going to be fantastic. And phenomenal. Just like the Muppets and their cover of Ringing the Bells.
Let's get out of here before it finds the key. No, I mean it. All right.
I mean, I had to. We're UMD. It's UMD. I feel like I have to put something Muppets on the playlist, especially for kitschy, fun holiday playlists. And we're only getting weirder from here because I'm sure you all know the Purple People Eater, who does not just eat people, but eats purple people. And it's okay. I'm sure you all know. Did you know the Purple People Eater met Santa Claus? And you'll find out here in just a minute, thanks to Sheb Woolley.
Santa Claus was taking a ride, driving his reindeer through the sky. The sleigh trail winds along the Milky Way. Going all at once across the night, came a burning streak of light. Sputnik heading straight his way. All of the reindeer shook with fear. What'll we do, oh Santa dear? That Sputnik is bound to hit the sleigh. Then they heard a little voice so clear, coming through the stratosphere.
Santa, I will save your sleigh.
Then they saw this little purple guy. He had one long horn, one big eye, and he was rocking down that Milky Way. But then he grabbed that Sputnik by the tail, swung it around and let it sail. He said,
you stay away from Santa's sleigh.
Then the reindeer took him by the hand, shouted, Super Purple Man, won't you come and ride on Santa's sleigh?
Yeah.
There he sat by Santa's side, his little heart was full of pride, said,
I'll be Santa's helper Christmas Day.
Sleigh goes through the night, hear his little voice so bright.
This will be a happy Christmas Day.
Yes, this will be.
I know this
All right. And we're keeping the novelty going in just a second. But first, you know, I gotta play you all a quick PSA. As I just found out anyway, the Sierra Club here has a little PSA on wetlands in Maryland. Oh my god, I'm having a lot of tech issues tonight. Hold on. Okay, is it gonna play? There we go.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed. Half of the watershed's wetlands have disappeared, and the remainder are under serious threat from development. So why should we care? What do wetlands do for us anyway? The answer is a lot. Wetlands help restore and maintain water quality by removing impurities like phosphorus and nitrogen. Wetlands act as nature's sponge, temporarily storing spring floods, protecting lands downstream in the process. And wetlands provide critical habitat for a huge diversity of plants and animals, including commercially important species like striped bass, oysters, and blue crabs. By protecting the watershed's wetlands, we protect our own interests as well.
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club. For more information, call
301-277-7111.
Awesome. Yes, wetlands. Shout out, wetlands. Woo! I love my bogs, marshes, fens.
Give me bogs or gives me death.
Give me marshes. Give me bogs. Shout out, wetlands. I love wetlands. I love wetlands. They're super important, super cool, super chemically interesting, and super functionally important to our environment. If you develop on a wetland, I will find you. Anyway, in terms of something more fun and more interesting for Maryland, we're bringing you a Maryland classic here. If you haven't heard it, you will now, and you're gonna love it. This is Crabs for Christmas by David DeBoy, featuring Da Huns.
In a department store north of Houston sat a Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. In a minute he knows the front door will close, and this tired old Santa can pack up and leave. But a big fella came out of nowhere, and he sat right down on Santa's knee. Well, the whole place stopped dead as the big fella said, "Dear Santa, I appreciate you listening to me." And he said, "Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do. Oh, ho with crabs for Christmas. My Christmas wish will come true." Santa, he started perspiring, and it looked like he might be in pain. And his face got all stiff as he asked the man if he would take just a moment and kindly explain. Well, the man said, "You know, I'm from Maryland, and them crabs is what I'm itching for. Don't you know, Santa dear, with steamed crabs and a beer, it would be like a trip back to old Baltimore. Baltimore. Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do. Oh, ho with crabs for Christmas. My Christmas wish will come true." Round the corner came two big policemen, and they saw that man on Santa's lap. Well, they reached for his throat and his bowling league coat, and they picked him up, losing his Oreo cap. Santa cried, "Put him down right this instant. Now, my boy, what you want's not so odd. But there's no crabs till May, so we'll hop on my sleigh, and we'll fly to New England, and I'll get you scrod."
No, not scrod. Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do. Oh, kill me crabs for Christmas. My Christmas wish will come true. Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh,
know, hon, don't you know? That's my Christmas whistle.
My Christmas whistle come true.
Ew, how I want crabs for Christmas, too. I could go for a good crab boil right now. A bunch of steamed crabs. You know what? I think we need to do special broadcasting crab boil in the studio. Like, a crab cracking ASMR, I think, would be a good...
That's a concept, for sure.
Indeed. They call me the man of many concepts. They are... Not good or bad, but they are concepts for sure. Anyway, we're keeping the, you know, kitsch rolling here with Christmas Spirit in the Sky by Merkel and the Merkelettes.
Eve and we're up in space,
far above Earth, and we're out of place.
Through the cosmos we fly,
bringing Christmas spirit to the sky.
We're bringing Christmas spirit to the sky.
Through the cosmos we will fly.
To retrieve our front man,
we are going to save Merkel.
When we get there, he's gonna cry.
He'll be so happy that we brought Christmas spirit to the sky.
He'll be so happy we brought Christmas spirit to the sky.
He'll be so happy he's gonna cry.
Singer, 'cause we can't sing.
We are going to save Merkel.
When we do, he's gonna cry.
He'll be so happy that we brought Christmas spirit to the sky.
Oh, we're bringing Christmas spirit to the sky.
Through the cosmos we will fly.
Yeah, anyway, what, it's about, just about 20 minutes into the show now, a little less, and I guess I would be remiss if I didn't also play a Hanukkah song. You know, we're trying to be, you're gonna have to say the
call me the Woker.
No, I was gonna say non-denominational something.
Holly Jolly non-denominationally Gush Gotty Holiday Time?
Yeah, that, so yeah, we are getting to a Hanukkah song here, with... Well, I mean, it's the Hanukkah song by the great Adam Sandler.
Okay. This is a song that... there's a lot of Christmas songs out there, and not too many Hanukkah songs. So wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go.
Here comes Hanukkah, so much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah, so do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or Jingle Bell Rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All Three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. I hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really wanna go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
All right, all right. Yeah, I had to throw that in there. Happy, happy Hanukkah. It's coming up soon. What, first night?
Sunday night.
Yeah, okay. I couldn't remember if it was Monday or Sunday, but no, it's Sunday night, so gearing up for the first night of those eight crazy nights. And I mean, I had to throw this one in here because it's Elton John. How can I not throw Elton John on the playlist here? Because we're stepping into Christmas. It's such a catchy little tune.
Nice to have.
And if you couldn't tell, we're getting a little dancier now. We're getting into the little bit of disco and dance for our playlist. You know that I have to throw in some disco. It's my final show of the semester. I know. It's okay. Take some time. Dry your tears. I know.
I don't know if I'll ever be able to recover.
Well, don't worry, because I'll be back. Have a happy holidays. Take some time to sleep, reflect, have a wonderful, wonderful new year. And you can join me back in the new year at the end of January. I'll be back and better than ever, actually. I am entering my final semester, and so I will have two actual classes and really not a lot to do, which is almost freaky to wonder what I will do when I'm not horrendously busy. Like, I'll have free time again. What am I supposed to do with it? I guess get on college radio and play weird music or something. anyway, we'll hit you up with a little disco song and then get you all squared away with the weather. Courtesy of the one and only Dave Spencer here on WMUC College Park. This is Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Mistletoe Disco Band. All right. And I got some advance notice here. Wow, my headphones are up loud. Oh my god. Ow. How'd that happen? I don't know. I got some advance notice here on the weather. My buddy in the A&M, Anyway. Sorry, just practicing for the show. It's just part of a show, you know. Put that thing back where it came from, or so help me. Anyway, back to the weather with the one and only Tape Dispenser here. Tomorrow, Friday, will be a high of 39, low of 26. Cloudy and a little bit breezy, pretty much same as today. Saturday, Sunday will be high of 46, low of 31, and high of 34, low of 19. Getting pretty cold. Saturday starts out cloudy. Getting into the evening, there's a 92% chance of rain possibly turning into snow late at night as it crosses the dew point. Bum, bum, bum. Or not the... I guess it wouldn't be the dew point. It's the freezing point. Sorry. My brain's really fried. We've been covering a lot of humidity stuff in a physics class I'm taking right now. It's soil physics. So how weather and atmosphere science is going into this, that's a long explanation. But turning into possible snow over the weekend. Hopefully, maybe, I don't know. Sunday, you'll see a continuance probably of that rain or snow or what's likely going to be sleet and mush. And it's going to be windy. It's going to be cloudy. It's going to be windy. It's going to be cold. So Saturday, bundle up, get ready, wear something dry. Sunday, you might as well stay inside by the fireplace. Unless you're like me and you have a final on Monday and you have to study. Please send your thoughts and prayers to all college students right now as they deal with the continual winter, the like seasonal depression and final season is really just, you know. But it's okay because this is basically my final week, which is scary and incredible because holy cow, I'm free. I've been given a sock. Tape Dispenser is free.
No.
Yeah.
No. Get back in your office. Get back in the studio.
Yeah. So anyway, that was your weather up to the minute with the one and only Tape Dispenser here on WMUC. And up next, I'm going to do... No, I'm going to split this one up. We're going to hit you with the Raw Band, Winter Love, the Below Zero edit.
Here is tonight's weather word. It'll be cold and chilly, with temperatures well below zero.
Below zero.
Oh, yeah. That was the Raw Band with the Below Zero radio edit of Winter Love. And we're following that up with more Mistletoe Disco Band. I know, getting a little risque with the DMCA tonight. The DMCA being the copyright act that forbids us from playing too much music from one song or recording artist in any one given period of time. you just got schooled. All right, all right. Now, I mean, hopefully, I'm hoping the snow on the weekend is, you know, really actually snow and not just this Maryland sleet that we tend to get, because I really am dreaming of a white Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. Boney M wants to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of their hearts. All right, all right. And I'm following that up with one more song, and then we'll get into a little special reading of a little something-something. Because I did have to play this song. It's Christmas Rapping by The Waitresses, because The Waitresses were so real for this one. So real. So real. This is what the holidays feel like. Yeah.
Summertime, out to the beach to his boat. Could I join you?
guys, I almost missed my jokes. Don't worry, I'm coming in with the jokes. What's a librarian's favorite Christmas song?
I don't know, Spencer, what is it? Oh, wait. Silent Night.
Ah, stole my punchline. Don't do that again. I'm kidding. But do you know what an elf's favorite music genre is?
I think I do, but I'm going to let you say it.
It's rap.
Rap.
Anyway, I guess I was hoping to get to more songs, but that's okay. I'm going to end tonight with a special reading of The Night Before Christmas in a Galaxy Far, Far Away, courtesy of Bob Dunning, a writer for the Davis Enterprise, who wrote this back in 1978 for his son, because Star Wars was out at the time and his son was young and obsessed with it. So, without further ado, 'twas the night before Christmas in a galaxy far, far away. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the void, not a creature was stirring, not even a droid. The stockings were hung in the starship with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Chewbacca was nestled all snug in his bed, while visions of stormtroopers danced in his head, and Princess Leia in her kerchief, and I with my pipe, had just settled down for a long winter's flight. When out on the X-Wing there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my command post to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a blazer, threw open the shutters, and pulled out my laser. What to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature landspeeder and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I feared for a moment this was a Darth Vader trick. Soon up to the starship so quickly they flew, with a landspeeder full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. I drew in my head and opened the latch, as jolly St. Nicholas squeezed through the hatch. He was dressed all in fur from his toes to his snout, and his clothes were all tarnished with meteor fallout. He had a broad face and a big black shoe, and his body was so round he looked like R2-D2. But the wink in his eye and the dimple on his chin soon gave me to know the Force was with him. He drank all our milk, but ate just one cookie, then unpacked his gifts for C-3PO and Wookie. He spoke not a word, but left piles of toys, then roared off in his landspeeder to a deafening noise. He took to the sky without giving his name, but before he disappeared, I heard him exclaim, "For the children of the universe, these toys are well suited, but I'm sorry to say, batteries are not included." All right. And that leaves us with time for one more song here, actually. This is off the A Very Berry Christmas album, Volume 2 by Raspberry Pi. A really nice, actually, I think, rendition of the Christmas song.
This child is gonna spy. to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase for kids from 1 to 92.
So as we come to a close here, I'd like to wish all of you, out in the galaxy and down here on Earth who might be going to bed, good night, sleep tight, and don't let the space worms bite. This has been the final crash landing of the semester. I'll be back, don't worry, here on WMEC-FM College Park. And thank you for tuning in to our Christmas Power Hour.
Woo! Our holly jolly non-denominationally good gosh holly golly holiday time.
Yes, that. The holiday power hour.
Yeah.
So thank you all for tuning in. I'll leave you now. Do we have time? Yeah, you know what? I'll play it. I like it. It's Vince Guaraldi. Christmas Time is Here from A Charlie Brown Christmas.